Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
If you missed it, Tony Siragusa unfortunately passed away. Apparently went to bed last night, or I guess last night, and didn't wake up today.
Terrible
and
news.
And the assumption, of course, is heart attack, but it's not confirmed just yet.
Here's what we know. And, he was too young.
55.
Too young to leave us at 55.
Yeah. Anyway, sad news. Kenny Albert was his partner, right?
Yeah,
for all
so
those years on Fox, right?
They had an interesting three-man booth where he wasn't in the booth. He was on the sidelines, but he was a part of the game. Like, he wasn't just giving reports. So it was Moose and Goose. Moose Johnson, Tony Siragusa, and Kenny Albert. And so he would usually be, like, in the end zone, essentially. And he would call the game. So he'd be the third guy in the booth, even though he wasn't in the booth.
Right.
And they did that for a bunch of years on Fox,
And it worked for a while,
Yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was a good crew.
A lot of people are now... Listen, all right, so here's the deal. I already took the loss that Mr. Mojo Rising is in the song L.A. Woman. You guys said it. I took your word for it.
You doubted me.
Okay. Here's my question. There are people now sending me screenshots from Spotify of Jim Morrison and the Doors singing a song entitled Mr. Mojo Rising.
But it's not the same thing.
So I'm asking.
No, it may be. See, it's funny. When the Mets started using this as a song in 1999, 16-year-old Evan was fascinated because I liked the song. I thought it was good. And I did my research on it. And my memory may tell me.
Only you would research it, but I'm with
I
you.
I was curious.
Yeah.
Hey, how the hell do you learn stuff,
research,
right?
Research, yes.
Yeah, research.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Yeah, if memory serves correct, Encarta 99 told. Do you remember Encarta 99?
I do not.
See, Sonny, you would never get this stuff. Well, our encyclopedia used to be a CD-ROM that you'd put in your computer.
All right. Fair enough.
So I think there may have been a song called that, but it was not the same.
Got it.
It was
all
not
right.
That same
Mr. Doors guy.
Joe Rising.
That's from L.A. Woman.
That's definitely from L.A. Woman.
Got it. And, of course, Mojo Rising, an anagram for Jim Morrison. We all know that.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yes.
Because someone DM'd me and said, hey, Evan, do you know what Mojo Rising is if you mix up the letters?
Yes.
And I said, no. What is it, sir? So I did not know.
By the way.
It's Jim Morrison.
Earlier today, I tweeted out a photograph. I saw an animal skull on the side of the road this morning driving into work, and I can't figure out what kind of animal it is. So if you get a chance, if you don't mind, just let me know.
When I saw
Twitter.
It, when I saw it before, because you tweeted it before the show, and I'm like you, I see your tweets, and I look at your tweets. I thought it was a freaking dinosaur.
Yeah, I don't think it's a deer, but
it might
be a deer. I
thought it was the skull of like a...
Probably a deer, right?
Something.
I don't know.
On the side of the road? Then yes,
go
I would
take
say
a look at my
likely.
Twitter account.
I'm saying it's on the side of the road.
Yeah, but it could be a bear.
How old?
Could be a deer.
How
could be a? It's a big head too.
How old would that head have to be
for a deer?
No, for any animal. Like it's the skull of an animal.
Yeah, it's a skull of an animal.
How many
correct.
Years do you think that thing's been sitting there? It's got
to
be a lot.
Well, according to you, several hundred million.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
It's a dinosaur.
Yeah, it's a dinosaur skull in New Jersey.
You should have picked it up if you thought it was a dinosaur skull.
Yeah, could have had it like the Rock.
Why did you pick that up? I mean, why did you pick that up and bring it home?
I was on my way to work.
Would that have been weird if
By
you
the
came
way,
in?
If it's still there on my way home.
Go get it.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, because
yeah.
then we could really get an answer
I'd
to
love
it.
To see my wife's face if I brought that into the kitchen. Honey, honey, look at this. I found a dinosaur skull.
I would totally pick that up. Because let's just say, hypothetically, it is a dinosaur skull. Let's just say...
I retired the next day.
Scientists, you know, were digging it up. It fell off the back of their truck.
Yeah.
And there it is, just sitting there in the middle of the road. Yeah, you wouldn't have to work again. Wouldn't it be that valuable where that would be it?
It's also tough to determine. What's the scale here? Like, how big was it? In the picture, it's hard to tell. It's
pretty big.
It was pretty big?
Pretty big.
Yeah, then...
Yeah, it's pretty big. Big. Very big.
Alligator, maybe?
Definitely no alligators where I live.
It's not an alligator.
No, let's sound like there's a drugstore near me who's got alligators protecting his coke. That's possible.
It's a very long head.
Yeah.
I think it's on the side
probably
of the road, I think it's probably a deer.
I'm thinking it's
That's what
deer.
Makes me say deer, the place you found.
No offense, a deer is very boring. I hope it's not a deer.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, 5 o'clock, hit the Wag Wednesday music, Big Mac. Very excited for the Wednesday, Wag Wednesday segment on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Nothing.
This is Mojo Rock.
This is not Wag Wednesday. Nah. There's no Wag Wednesday today because the producer that used to be responsible for producing it is no longer with us. So we, at some point, will bring in a new producer for the Wag Wednesday segment. Now, last night, Aaron Judge gets up, pinch hitting for Joey Gallo.
Yeah.
Down a run.
Yeah.
If you heard it on the radio, you think it's a home run.
Yeah.
If you saw it on TV, you think it's a home run.
If you were sitting next to me in my bedroom and you heard the word that came out of my mouth, you would have thought it was a home run. It was an F word, Craig.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Ricky Ricardo last night, and I want you to stop it at the obvious place to stop it. Go.
So Aaron Judge, one swing away from tying the ball game, the major league's leader in home runs. Poche's pitch is swung on, hit deep to left, way back.
Gone, right?
Gone.
How is that not gone? That's got to be gone, right? So I'm in the car last night driving around town because that's how I process things and think about the next day's show. Get a little alone time in the car. I got Ricky Ricardo on.
I love the fact that Craig is driving around by himself at 10:30 at night.
Just looking for animal skulls. You know, doing what I do.
It's not weird at all.
No, I was all by myself in the car, and I punched the roof of the Elantra.
Out of excitement.
Woo!
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Ricky Ricardo set me up. Played from the start again.
Set you up.
So Aaron Judge, one swing away from tying the ball game, the major league's leader in home runs. Poche's pitch is swung on, hit deep to left, way back. Arozarena's in front of the wall, and he makes the catch to finish the ball game.
What?
Oh, and look when it went off the bat like it was going to go, but it died in front of the wall.
That's a great call, though.
Yeah, but... What?
That's a great... You know what?
Correct. Such a letdown.
Yeah. Since you were
hello.
Since you were listening on the radio.
Yeah, just driving around.
I want you to realize what me and Big Mac thought. Now, I'm screaming a bad word.
You're watching on TV, obviously.
Off the bat.
Yeah.
That is gone. This game is tied.
Right.
And so what made the call great is that Ricky captured the emotion that everybody watching the game had, and then he promptly fixes it by saying a Rosarena has got
it. Wasn't like he gave us something we didn't have watching the game.
He didn't get it wrong at all.
Didn't get it wrong at all. And that's exactly how I felt. I thought he did it.
I thought he did it, man. And I'm driving around going, unbelievable.
Now, here's
Aaron Judge.
Now,
we thought he had arbitration today. Apparently, it's Friday.
Friday.
But in my head, I'm like, what a great way to go into the arbitration meeting.
Yeah.
All you have to do is play the home run.
Also,
and it was the home run because he broke his bat.
What was so cool about that call, and I think what made the moment special, is when Aaron Judge is sent up as a pinch hitter down a run after Marwin Gonzalez hit the home run, we're all thinking the same thing.
Yep.
Can he tie the game? We're not thinking double.
Can we steal
We're not thinking
W.
single. We're thinking game-tying home run. You hear it in Ricky's call. Here's the home run leader.
Yeah,
even Susan
brilliant
laughed.
Setup, yes.
Yeah, Susan chuckling?
Yeah, ha ha.
And so for him to give that a ride was perfect. It was perfect.
Yeah.
It was
a
great
everything
call
we wanted it to be.
Great call by Ricky.
Except. Couple more feet.
Except what? Oh.
Well, he broke his bat off.
Don't have enough pop.
Oh. Kind of like Mike Piazza in the World Series.
Don't do that.
Oh.
How is that fair?
didn't have enough pop.
How is me?
Didn't take his.
No. How is me? Don't say that. How is me taking a mini shot at a team that's 50 and freaking 18?
Yeah.
The equivalent to you going to Mike Piazza in the 2000 World Series against Mariano.
Because that's what I do.
I go low, you decide
to
go.
I told you, you go low, I get dirty.
Yeah, you got real dirty.
Yeah, well, that's the easiest response. Didn't have enough pop.
That's not fair. That's just not fair.
Oh.
And by the way, Eduardo Escobar sucks.
What happened
now? I mean, I've just lost.
Yeah, that pitch was a little high he swung at.
He swung at an 0-2 pitch at his freaking eyes to end the eighth inning. The Mets are two outs.
To be fair, it's higher than that.
Above his head. Yeah, the Mets are three outs away from being swept by the Astros of this two-game series. Yeah.
Have the Yankees been swept this year, Big Mac?
No.
They didn't get swept yet?
You know how many series the Yankees
are they're the last team to not be swept in Major League Baseball?
Do you know how many series the Yankees have lost this season?
Three.
I think it's two. Maybe it is three, though.
No, it's three.
Well,
is
no,
it three?
It's two.
It is two. I was right. Thank you. Maybe you're projecting tonight.
Yeah. They lost to the White Sox and the Orioles early on.
That's it?
That's it.
Isn't that crazy?
They've split a bunch. But
only two losses?
I think they're 19.
I'm pretty sure, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I think they're 19-2-3 in the series that they played, which is remarkable.
Yeah, it's great, but, you know. Ever since they decided to put Gleyber at shortstop,
they're 0-1. That's what they are.
Now.
Oh, I got the Yankee lineup. Do you think that he's at shortstop again?
There's no way Gleyber Torres is at shortstop tonight.
Please be at shortstop.
Because they
please
cannot win with him at shortstop.
Please be at
shortstop.
There's
no way. There's no
Damn
shot.
It!
No way.
In fact, Gleyber Torres is so broken, he's not in the lineup today.
See what I mean? Told you.
Wow.
Hottest hitter on the team's not playing.
So great. Aaron Boone said, you know what? I'm sorry, Gleyber. I played you at shortstop. Now I'm not even going to play you.
Yeah.
Today's lineup is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. But I do have good news for Yankee fans. You won tonight's game. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Because Aaron Boone decided to brush off one of his old, trusty new friends.
Matt Carpenter.
Matt Carpenter's playing first base for the New York Yankees and batting sixth. Congratulations on winning this series against the Rays, Craig.
I think they're going to lose, to be honest.
But you're wrong.
I think they're going to lose today.
They're going to win.
I hope they do. Because Matt Carpenter's in the lineup.
Yeah.
That's Evan's guy.
Yeah.
That guy walks on water for him.
He's a winner.
It's great.
He's a winner.
That's the guy.
Okay.
All right. Great.
He's a winner.
I think it's great. I love your enthusiasm for Yankee baseball.
Dude, I call it like it is.
On a day the Mets have got swept by the Astros, you being pro-Yankee, I love
that. I'm
not that
being pro-Yankee. I'm calling it like it is.
You're
going to win tonight's game. Congratulations.
By the way, real quick, we do have to make a very quick executive decision about next Wednesday, June 29th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
What the hell is June 29th?
We're going to the Met game.
Yeah.
Met
yeah.
Astros.
Yeah.
Who's going to take our old producer's ticket? Who gets to go in his place?
Well, I got a ticket for my dad. Do you want to take a family member and we could use Lou's
ticket? You have a ticket for your dad.
Yeah, damn right.
It's a work event, buddy.
That's right.
You're bringing your daddy to
it's
a work
bring
event?
Bring your dad to work day, much like it's bring your kids to work day for you a lot of the time.
Well, he's an intern. He's a paid intern.
I wasn't picking on Sonny. I was picking on Anthony. No, I'm picking on Sonny.
He even brings him to work when he wants to wake people up in the middle of the night.
So you're bringing your daddy to a work event?
Damn right.
All right. So maybe I'll bring Sonny. Yeah.
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 Want to come, son?
Want to go to the Met? Want to go to the Met game next Wednesday?
I'm there.
You're in.
Nice.
Great. I took care of that problem.
So now it's all settled.
Yeah. Well, tell whoever the new producer is, you'll have to understand. You don't just get to show up at a Met game.
Who do you think the new producer should be, by the way? You really think it's Vincent Von Vincent? It's that easy?
It's either Vincent Von Vincent or Connor. One of those two guys.
You got to think outside the box. There are other options.
No, those are the only two guys.
No, there's other options.
Got to be loyal, Evan. Got to be loyal.
Loyal to what?
To guys that have been here. Got to be loyal.
I'm still loyal to Loogie. He's still around. He should interview for the job again.
Great idea.
Thank you.
Great idea.
At first you were like, stop. And then you're like, that's pretty good, Ed.
That is a great idea. Yeah. An on-air interview.
Yeah.
At 5:30. An on-air interview to get the job to be our producer.
I have one negative critique about
what do you bring to the table?
I have one critique.
Why
already.
Should we rehire you?
And I don't know if you agree with me on this.
Yeah.
It's something Big Mac did when he interviewed for the midday producer's job many years ago. Very underdressed. I mean, you're on a job interview. You got to wear better clothes than
stop.
Mac.
I wasn't on.
Got to make him put a jacket and tie on.
Big Mac had no interest in being the midday show producer.
That's not true.
You came in. You were sloppy. You didn't care.
What?
Did not want that job.
You know
he's
how we
going
got this
up
job?
Since. Well, how'd he get this job?
I asked him to come by my office.
Yeah.
And he came in, and, you know, he is resting bitch face, right?
Like, that's
you do.
So ridiculous.
You have resting angry face.
I do not.
You do. Yeah, you do.
I'm a joyous.
I love you. But you have resting bitch face.
That's not true.
Some people call it resting angry face, but
no,
you do.
I don't.
And I didn't know who he was. And I go, Biggs, come on in here.
For 10 years
right?
together.
And I go, let me ask you a question. I go, do you want to produce the afternoon show? He's like, yeah. I go, all right. That was the extent of it.
Right. Pretty much.
Was that not the extent of it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
I go,
kind of.
All right. It'll probably work out. I'll let you know in a week or so.
Yeah, something like
so
that.
So you don't know what happened before that.
Yeah, I don't.
See, as you may not realize, I pulled the strings without people realizing.
Oh, there you go.
I went to Big Mac a week earlier
and
said, you're going to be the guy.
Oh, is that right?
Don't worry. Craig's going to love you. Because I had an idea that you'd like him. You're going to be the guy. And at first, Big Mac said, I'm good. Didn't want the job.
That's not true.
And I said, look, I got to talk you into it. So by the time you got to him,
he had been convinced.
He was in.
Yes. Well, then Chernoff told me, well, it's either this or there's no place for you. And I said, okay, I'm all in.
All right.
No, but you asked me, what would it take for you to change the hours? Because I was working the middays and I was home earlier. And it was a little bit better for me hours-wise.
Let me ask you a question.
So he was like, what would it take for you to change your hours? I was like, a lot of money.
He said that to me.
Smart.
That didn't happen either.
Would you like to be on the review committee of our prospective new producers?
Oh, I think I have to be.
All right, so that means you have to interact with the prospective producers.
Okay.
So one of three guys is going to get the job.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Von Vincent.
Yes.
Connor Green. And Thomas Lugauer. Well, I think Evan's got a good idea.
Thank you.
He can apply for the job. He can reapply.
He absolutely deserves a right to reapply for this job.
I'm good with that. I guess fair. Yeah. That's loyal.
No,
fair.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's three of us. So, you know, you got to get at least two votes.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay.
All right.
So I just want to make this clear going in because I can see this being controversy day of.
Go ahead.
My vote
of
the three weighs exactly the same, and no weight jokes because I'm just not in.
Go ahead.
My vote weighs the same as Evan's vote, the same as your vote. It is three equal votes.
Evan, what do you think about that?
I would say so, yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Okay, just want to be clear. Okay, good.
Fine. I'm good with that.
Good.
Yep, no problem.
Fine.
Okay. When do you want to do the on-air interview? Do you want to do it today or next week?
Oh, today?
Today.
Yeah.
6 o'clock-ish.
You know why we have to do the interview?
Vincent Von Vincent's not here today. Connor happens to be here.
Well, we'll do the first interview today.
Yeah, first interview today.
We'll interview Vincent Von Vincent next week.
I think out of fairness
not making a decision today.
He needs to go through the interview before he does a show tomorrow. Because remember, he's on the schedule to work tomorrow.
As of now. Yeah, that could change too. But we'll see. See how he does in the interview process.
I'm already very unimpressed by the dress. Not impressed.
I already know what he's going to say. And if he says it, then it's over.
What do you think he's going
to
say?
It's beneath him to do it. He's not going to interview.
Now, you got to do that.
He's got to step up for the interview, right?
Got to do that,
Either 100%.
Yeah.
He's got to be interviewed.
Nothing is beneath anybody.
Agreed. That's right.
Nothing is beneath anybody.
Well, I mean, unless you marry a sugar mama, it don't matter if you work or not. Then, you know, what you got to do? You know? He had a big mouth and a lot of balls earlier today. We'll see how he does in the interview process after he screwed up my anniversary lunch. Here is Dylan in Orange County. Dylan, what's up?
Craigie.
Yo.
Listen, I respect and commend everything you've done the last 4 years, man, but you're being a bit of a diva to my man Lugauer over there.
How's that?
Well, I think maybe you're just a little upset that the surprise burgers were, the surprise was ruined. And I think he's a hard worker, and it's hard to find guys like that. Right, Craig?
Not really. I got a newsroom full of guys that would love that spot that wouldn't fail me.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes. Listen, here's the reality. I'm going to be a very professional, objective interviewer. And if he says the right things, he has a chance to earn the job.
The problem you're running into, though, Craig,
is what? I'm the bad guy?
You lost all your power.
How's that?
Because there's three equal votes. As far as I'm concerned, Big Mac's in the bag for Lugie, and you're likely to say no to him.
That's not true.
It means I've got all the power here. I'm the Speaker of the freaking House.
Yeah.
I'm the swing vote. I'm Joe Manchin.
I have
and you don't know who he is.
I do.
But I do.
I do.
I'm Joe Manchin, bitches.
Filibuster.
I have an open mind, no doubt, but I think that's fair, is that I'm leaning towards
you're
my
leaning
boy.
Towards yes no matter what.
No, that's not. I didn't
then
say
you're at. You don't get a
vote. I didn't say leaning towards yes no matter what. I said going in, Lugie has the edge. But I have an open mind.
Okay.
As the swing voter, I'm very turned off by his dress. Like, that is going to bother me.
Yeah, but he didn't
me.
Know that he was interviewing
Yeah,
today,
that's not fair.
To be fair.
Oh, so you're defending him?
I am.
Okay.
Because I'm not a bad guy.
You're not?
I just, you know, I'm upset that he got a phone call. and blew it off. And that's not in the job description. The job description is if you get a text or a phone call, respond to it. You don't know who it is, thus answering it, right?
I got to get my pen ready. I'm going to take a lot of notes on this interview.
It's not going to be a long interview. It's going to be a two-minute interview. We're not wasting time on it. And I hope he's going to the bathroom to prepare right now for it.
Hopefully he takes the hat off. I think that's a real big win for him. If he takes the hat off, puts the, you know, kind of does something to his hair. Not much. Yeah. Don't have to do much. And then he'll be good to go.
Here's Thomas in Orange County. Tommy, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Craigie, what's going
on? First of all, as the child of a compulsive gambler who had to go to work at 14 to help pay the bills in the house, I want to commend you on your recovery, brother. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you very much.
Secondly, my man, I want to tell you, as an avid hunter, if it's a long snout without any fangs or canines and the eyes are set towards the back of the skull with a lot of molars, it's a deer skull.
Then it's a deer skull for sure. Good call.
Yeah, I live up in, listen, I'm in Goshen, right in Big Mac's territory.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I see them all the time. And Evan,
yeah,
they get cleaned within a matter of a month and a half.
Really?
Between the birds, the bugs, and the insects.
So that could be as clean, fresh as a month and a half old. Huh. I wouldn't have known that. I wouldn't have guessed
2 months tops. Yeah, they get cleaned right away.
You know what I've always been fascinated
about? The vultures get them, too, by us. We have a lot of vultures.
I've always wondered, like, you know Grant's tomb?
Yes.
If we exhumed the body.
Yeah, Grant's in there.
Grant is in there.
Yeah.
What would that look like? Would it just be a regular skeleton?
No.
That's hundreds of years old, Grant.
But now it might be dust.
You think it's just all gone?
I mean, it's possible. I don't know.
I would love to see that.
Like, thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it, buddy. Like,
I'm fascinated by that.
Well, though, when they unearth mummies, right?
It's still there, right?
The mummy's still there, right?
That's true, yeah, so it's definitely still there.
Well, I guess it depends how they preserve the body.
Yeah, they were mummified mummies. I don't think, was Grant mummified?
Probably not.
How do you mummify a mummy?
Yeah.
Well, that's what makes them the mummy. You mummify them to become a mummy.
Yeah, but what's that process?
I don't know. You wrap them in things. You
wrap them in things, like rags and stuff?
Yeah. They had ace bandages.
Yeah,
they would wrap them in ace bandages.
Yeah.
And they would put, you know, all kinds of ointments. And they would
take... King Tut was wrapped in an ace bandage.
Yes.
And some Vaseline.
Yes. And this was thousands of years ago.
They would drain the blood. They would do different things like
that. Well, we do that now, right? We
blood drain. Not Grant.
Well, Grant might have been.
No, but if we went
embalmed?
To, if we went to,
for sure,
if we went to Mount Vernon, okay, go back further with George Washington.
Yeah, which Mount Vernon, Westchester near New Rochelle?
No, the one in Virginia.
Okay,
whatever.
Well, Denzel Washington's from this one.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
the Mount Vernon.
Scooter and Rodney McRae are from this one.
What would it look like?
Who?
You think it's just a set of wooden teeth?
I'm so fascinated by this. I would love to see.
Well, I guess first off, are you sure he's buried?
Yes. It says, here lies George Washington.
Yes, let's bring him up and take a look.
I would love to take a look.
Would you?
Yes. I'm so fascinated by that. Like, what would that look like?
You're fascinated by decay?
Well, I don't know what it looks
like.
I'm
sure you could Google something.
Well, I guess the question is it an intact skeleton?
Yeah.
Or, because it's been 280 years, whatever it is, has that skeleton deteriorated to become dust?
And let's just say it's an intact
skeleton. It's going to be dust,
right? If it's an intact skeleton, wouldn't it be amazing to say, oh, my God, this is George Washington?
Would you put it on display or no?
I think I would, yeah.
Open, like, glass casket?
They should do that at Mount Vernon.
I don't know.
You ever been to Pompeii where you see all the people encased
Yeah, but those people died in the mud, like,
yeah,
like that.
Well, not in the mud.
In the mud. Yeah, Mount Vesuvius.
Yeah, well, the mud, of they erupted mud?
Volcanic mud.
It's not really, but mud is wet dirt. Volcanic ash.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
No, they preserved extremely well. Yeah.
Activities, they were frozen in time.
Not quite.
You would have thought that they would have run. That's what fascinates me. Like, why didn't you run away? No. You knew the thing was exploding.
There's no... I went there. I don't remember anyone, like, sitting on the toilet reading a newspaper. They were like, you see them, you know...
No. If you've ever been there, I've been there.
I have been there.
They're not like, oh. They're like eating breakfast.
No,
and all of a sudden, this volcanic ash came in and immediately mummified them. Boop. Like that.
They probably died from smoke and inhaling smoke.
They're
burned
to death. Dude, they melted, basically.
But before that, that's why the bodies look just still and not in action.
But they don't appear to be upset or frightened.
Frightened.
Right, because they died from inhaling volcanic ash smoke, and then the body went limp, and that's when they...
Why didn't they run?
They did
run. How come
run.
They're not encased they while could, running? Like,
because it's not like Midas or Medusa looked at them and turned them into gold or statue. They died in a fire, fell to the ground. They're not...
Okay. The volcano erupts. Yes. We agree on that, right?
Yes.
Molten lava, ash, burning stuff, starts invading this town.
Yes.
There's a town crier for sure. Everybody get out!
Yeah.
Start
a bell. Yeah, a bell was wrong or something. Yeah,
something,
I got you.
You have to assume.
I would think.
Something happened, right? Even if they thought the gods were angry at them. Like, maybe they didn't get what was going on. But if you see the people, and you've been there, you claim, none of them are running. None of them are upset. It's like they're in the middle of their daily chores. Explain that to me.
If there's I don't remember anyone in the middle of daily chores. They're on the ground.
Well, they're standing.
Yes. There's not many standing.
If there's an asteroid,
he's Googling his face
off. Yeah, stop
right
Googling.
Now.
No, if there's an asteroid, don't pull a Craig.
God.
If there's an asteroid,
and
it hits the Atlantic Ocean,
I'm running.
Okay.
West.
We will have no time to run.
That's not true.
We wouldn't even know.
Incorrect.
It would just hit us, and then boom, the water would just engulf us.
Here's what I've learned because I study this stuff.
Go ahead.
If there's an asteroid headed for Earth, we have several years to prepare for its impact.
All right. Yeah. Sure.
Where are you going to go?
You are right that we know, like, close encounters. It's only a million miles away.
I'm Forrest Gumping it west.
Let's use an alien spaceship. That's probably better.
Right.
We have no idea it's coming.
Just shows up.
They have special technology.
Now you're talking.
We can't see it on our radar. And all of a sudden it crashes
like Independence Day.
Into our Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
And the tsunami hits within 13 seconds.
Hits what?
The ocean, and then the tsunami starts.
I'm good.
No, because you have no idea it happened.
No, I'm in Jersey.
You're doing
safe.
Oh, yes, Jersey safe.
I'm safe.
You're the first one gone.
I'm 45 miles west of the ocean.
You're dead.
I'm good.
You drowned.
See, but here's the thing.
And you were on the toilet because you had no idea it was coming.
No, but the point is, you'd get washed away, and when the waters recede and they look at your body thousands of years from now, they're not going to see it like this because you got wiped out with water and your body became...
But that's not what happened in Vesuvius and Pompeii.
But
they're frozen in time.
Yeah, but they're not at the market paying. They're all laying down because they were overcome.
Big Mac.
They fall and then the body gets frozen.
I got a better analogy. I apologize. The sun blows up. All right, just stick with me.
Then you got about seven minutes before we even know it.
Correct, Big Mac. 7 minutes.
Yeah.
All right, because the sunlight. Okay.
Yep.
In 7 minutes, you have no notice of this. All of a sudden, you're going to freeze instantly. Sun's gone. You're frozen.
Yeah.
Whatever you're doing, you're going to be frozen. So we're doing a radio show. I'm like, hey, Kevin Durant's this. And you're like, bing bong. Boom, frozen.
I don't know if you'd freeze immediately.
Why not?
No.
Sun's gone.
Because I think there's probably some warmth inside the atmosphere. Well, eventually, we'd freeze.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
That's actually not the hypothetical argument, because if the sun exploded, we would feel the gravitational effects of that instantly. The actual hypothetical is, what if the sun turned off for a second? Because then the 7 minutes would apply. But if the sun exploded, we would feel
that's
the gravitational
a good point. You're
effects
right.
instantly.
Thank you. That's my guy.
Good job,
Dean's son. List right there.
You know why he knows
Dean's
this?
List.
Because he's closer.
My boy.
He's closer to
Dean's
a big school than Big Mac and I. It's been a decade and a half since we were in science class.
There you go. Good job, Sonny. Way to go,
great
buddy.
Job, Sonny.
You want to be the producer of the show?
No.
No?
I would never take my guy Tommy's job.
Wow. Someone's going to take it.
Look at that loyalty right there.
That's guys.
I thought
Tommy's
going to
win it back.
I thought he was going to say, I would never have you talk to me like that. I would never take that job.
Listen, that's part of being my son. That's what happens. More of your calls coming right up. 877-337-6666. Here's Val in Long Island real quick. Val, what's going on?
Craigie, what's going on, dude?
What's up, kid?
So I want to talk to you about Tommy. He made a mistake, right?
Yeah, he sure did.
And you're killing him.
Well deserved, yes.
You of all people on the show should be the first one to show some forgiveness.
Well, I'm giving him a chance to interview for his job back. Right, that's what I'm doing.
No. Right, they said, Craigie, come on back to FAN. We love him.
Right.
You should be the same way. Maya Copa, he's good.
Okay.
You, Tommy, you're part of the team.
I'd say this, and I appreciate
didn't
that,
you,
Val. I
like
tell you
that.
What
Val
I
really went to a good place. Look at that.
Val, great
didn't
job.
Did you also interview Joel Osteen yet?
No, I did not.
So maybe This is something you should bring up when you talk to Mr. Olson.
I'm going to.
What would he do?
Yeah, well, he'd probably accept the man's apology and move on. None of us are perfect. Good point.
My work. Exactly. Nobody's perfect.
No one is perfect. And every saint started as a sinner.
Show the same grace somebody showed you.
Good job, Val.
Wow.
Well, I tell you what.
That was pretty good, man.
The Mets lost 5-3. That's official.
Yeah.
They got swept by the Astros.
They went down very meekly.
The Yankees out, guys. Good job.
They went down very meekly after that bases loaded one out spot where Escobar popped up and Dom struck out. They did basically nothing after that. And so disappointing. Sure, they fought back great. They still lost. And hopefully Carlos Carrasco's okay, left with a lower back issue.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
And I'm done with Eduardo Escobar. I'm getting to that point.
If
like,
Tommy,
the Mets have to look for an upgrade at third base slash DH. I'm sorry.
No doubt. If Tommy gives us a heartfelt apology, I will move on. How's that?
Well, that's your vote. I still have a vote, so good for you. I'm glad he won you.
Heartfelt. You know what? I've thought about it. It's not your fault, Craig. It's on me. Take full responsibility. And I think he means it. I would accept that and move on.
So that's
because Val's right. I've had to apologize for things. I had to be accepted back. This is his one chance. You don't get two, but I would accept that.
Val really got you.
Yes, I think Val's right.
Here's where I think you
missed. I don't need Joel Osteen to tell me that.
Here's where I think you misread the situation.
Yeah.
I mentioned this to you earlier, and you didn't believe me. And that's okay. Sometimes you don't. I think the audience was always going to support Loogie as soon as things got really bad. As soon as he realized, and the audience realized, and we realized that this was the food that was being delivered was as an anniversary to you not gambling, I think people looked at Loogie as a compassionate babyface. And you misread that. If I put a poll out right now, and I won't because I have another poll out right now that's not going well for me, I did secretly, I think he would actually do well. I think people want to support Tommy Lugauer. I really do.
Well, he'll have a chance to do the right thing or not after the break.
And I told him that, and you know what he did? He cursed me out. So I don't know if he's come around fully, because when I told him, you know what, I think the audience is going to support you, he said, quote, go F yourself.
And the day started so well. A nice family lunch.
Yeah.
And look how it's gone. All because he couldn't just take ownership of his faults.
Isn't that the way family lunches usually go?
Yes. 877-337-6666. Sauce Gardner bought something for his mom now that he got paid. We'll tell you what that is. And yes, the Astros have swept the Mets. Well, if you needed another example of the Mets not being the Yankees, there you go.
See, this is the problem we have with you.
877-337.
No, no, no. You don't get to just say the number and move on. That's not how it works.
All right,
the reason why Met fans can't stand you is this was a frustrating loss.
Very.
They've lost back-to-back games. They've lost 3 out of 4 games.
Yeah.
And instead, you put on the douchey hat and say, I'm a Yankee fan, let me remind you.
No, just
say. It has nothing to do with the Yankees.
No, it does not.
But yet, that's what you opened your mouth and said.
I'm just saying.
So when you wonder at night, when you say, why do people on Twitter, why are they so mean to me?
Yeah.
Why are they mad at me? It's you know what, Big Mac? Calm down. We will break when we break. I need to respond to King Yankee Douchey's comments, okay?
Yes!
All right?
All right, then I'll come back when I come back.
Good. We'll come back when we come back. When you wonder, hey, how come Met fans are so mean to me on Twitter? It's because of comments like that.
Met fans love me on Twitter.
Oh, they love you?
Yeah.
They're glad you picked the Yankees.
Carton and Roberts on the fan. Your call's coming right up.
It's worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Carton and Roberts on the Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
If you got like a $20 million type of thing.
I would buy her Broadway show tickets for every day for a year, like season Broadway tickets. She loves Broadway shows. I think she'd like that. No, not a good answer.
So you just signed a $20 million guaranteed contract.
Yeah.
And you go, Mom, I got you some Broadway tickets.
No, that's not what I said.
Yeah.
That's not what I said at all. Is that what I said, Big Mac? Did I say Broadway show tickets?
Yeah.
Or did I not say season-long Broadway show tickets?
What is that? It's not like Mets and Yankees, like, hey, we got 30 games this year.
A year's worth of Broadway tickets, first row isn't great seats, okay, but orchestra seats. And if you add up and say that's 150 shows. Why don't you do the math on that, pal?
Yeah.
Okay. Do the math. I want you to. Get your calculator out.
You want to buy something tangible that she could have forever?
She loves Broadway. That's not a good gift.
She loves what?
Broadway shows.
Not Broadway. Broadway.
Broadway.
No, Broadway.
Broadway shows.
Broadway.
Broadway shows.
That's better. Good.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey. Broadway. There you go. All right.
Do the math. No, I'm curious.
It's not about the money, Evan.
Well, no, but you made it about the money because you said you just signed $1 million.
$20 million guaranteed deal.
So when you say that, you're implying the money. So how much would you say Broadway show tickets
are? There are not 150 shows on Broadway.
Of course. No. Oh, yeah.
On Broadway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Maybe there's 30.
How many shows are there on Broadway?
Let's say there's 30.
30?
Yeah.
So now it's only 30 shows?
Yeah.
How about off-Broadway? That's another 80.
Let's say there's 70.
Okay, we're up to 100. Now about off-Broadway?
You're going to send her a concert, see Marula's concerts down?
Yeah, she'd love it.
Oh, yeah, why not?
Let's say 120 shows.
Sure, why
and
not?
And let's say each ticket costs, you want to say?
$80.
$80. She loves Broadway.
Right. Broadway.
Broadway.
So Broadway.
$8,800 times two, $17,000. It's not quite a Mercedes.
You made $20 million.
It's a nice gift. She's not into cars. She loves her house. Like, that's the thing that jumps out at me. Something that she'd love.
Yeah. How's she getting to the shows?
Oh, good idea.
Yeah.
Limousine back and forth to where she lives.
What about like something to eat and drink while she's in the city?
Restaurants every night.
Got it.
So fancy restaurant, limousine, two Broadway show tickets. What did I say wrong with Broadway? Like, I'm very confused.
You're saying it Broadway.
Yeah, Broadway.
Broadway.
It's Broadway.
Broadway.
Broadway. Broadway.
Baba Booey.
Broadway.
Broadway.
No.
Baba Booey.
No.
Way.
No.
Way.
Broadway.
Broadway.
No.
Broadway.
No.
Broadway.
No.
Broadway.
Broadway. No.
Broadway. Broadway. What would you get your mom if you signed a $30 million contract?
Nothing.
What? You're heartless.
Where would I get her? I don't know. I'd get her,
You're criticizing my Broadway idea.
I don't know.
Meanwhile, you're like, I don't know.
I don't
Nothing.
Know. I would say, Mom, what would you like? Money's no object. And whatever it is, that's what I'd get her.
It's kind of an easy answer. Like, do you not know your mom well enough to know what she would like? I showed what I know my mom loves, and that's what makes it a...
I think my mom would like...
She loves Broadway.
Broadway, yeah. I think my mom would like a better view. Yes.
A better view.
I'd get her a place to be where she has a better view than she currently has.
There you go, that's beautiful.
Whether that's an ocean view, a garden view... A better view than the parking lot she looks at.
There you go.
That's what I would do. And I'd get her a bigger TV.
I have an intriguing question.
Yeah.
Hey, Sonny.
Yeah.
What would you get your mom if you signed a $30 million deal?
I would get her the world's largest garden and just let her go to town every day.
She likes the garden.
That's a good gift.
Yes.
What's the world's largest garden mean?
He'd buy her a farm.
A farm, a forest. Same thing. I could have said that. That's
He'd
true.
Buy her like a 20-acre farm.
I had to emphasize how special of a farm it would be.
In British Columbia. Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's where she wants to move.
Or any of the other 12 spots she wants to
move
to.
Yeah, everywhere we've ever gone in our lives, she wants to move there.
Really?
At some point on every vacation,
and
she comes to my dad.
I keep encouraging it, and she just won't go.
British Columbia.
Sarah's like that when we watch movies. She always wants to do the profession of whatever the person is like. Watch. I'd love to be a spy.
Wouldn't that be great? Right.
Yeah, like watching...
A veterinarian who talks to animals.
Exactly.
That would be fantastic.
Be phenomenal.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah. But your wife does one of the great things anyone could do. She teaches children.
One of the most important jobs in our country right now.
Here's Peter in Ozone Park. Peter, what's up?
Hey, Evidon. I got to say, Evidon, I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one. I'm kind of questioning your masculinity over here, man.
Well, for what reason? And I'd be happy to either agree with you or disagree with you.
All right. So you don't like to eat meat off the bone?
Yes.
Chicken wings?
Pain in the ass. I don't want to eat off a bone. Just let it come into my stomach easily. Yes.
You're out here giving floppy dead fish handshakes to Craig?
He did yesterday.
Yeah, but what did I do right after? I corrected
it. He shook my hand again later.
Mainly because I'm not a handshake guy. I like the fist bump. I think the fist bump is the new way to go.
It shouldn't have to be corrected. It should be firm every time.
No, I agree. That one I own. That one I'll actually agree with you on. But here's where you're wrong about the chicken. And I don't know if this is going to convince you, Peter, because you sound set in your ways, and I respect that. I went on Twitter about an hour ago, and I said, let me just see. Like, I think I've got the silent majority. I think that people don't want to admit they don't want to deal with a wing. They don't want to deal with a freaking bone. So I put a poll out there. What do you prefer? Boneless chicken or chicken wings? And while I lost the poll, I admit it, I didn't lose by as much as you'd think. What would you say is an acceptable number for me to walk away with, like, hey, that many people prefer boneless
over
better
wings. Than 90-10.
Oh, okay. 36% of people said, give me the boneless chicken.
Come on.
64% said chicken wings. So, if you're questioning my masculinity, which is fine, it's your prerogative, you're also questioning that of 36% of our beautiful country.
Of our
winners, losers.
Yeah, wow.
Hello.
We won. We just didn't win by as much as we thought we
would.
You
said 90-10.
And I guarantee if you do this poll in Nebraska, it's 99-1.
Who the hell wants to live in Nebraska?
Well, you said our country.
Well,
you have 36% of the country respondents.
How many electoral college votes does Nebraska have?
Two.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about Nebraska.
Yes.
Okay?
Sorry,
okay.
Nebraska doesn't count in
elections.
Give
me a speech. In fact, they split it up. They do the proportional crap, which confuses everybody. So don't give me Nebraska.
The fact that 36% of our audience voted for boneless wings scares me.
Yeah, what does that make you feel?
Well, it says a lot about our audience.
It says a lot about our audience.
Yeah,
I agree.
I agree 100%.
A brave audience that will not be bullied by Peter or by Craig to have beliefs that they don't have.
Yeah.
Give me the chicken as easily as I can. I don't want to deal with a bone. God bless America.
Mets lost today 5-3. They got swept by the Astros. Are they still over 500?
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
By a little bit.
First of all, it was a two-game series. It was a two-game series.
Were they 19 games over 500?
They were swept over a two-game series. They're 19 games above 500.
What are the Yankees? Just so I can...
They're not in the Yankee division.
They're
in the National League East.
Yankees are, what, 32 games over 500?
My focus is the Atlanta Braves, who are 39-30, and they're playing the Giants again tonight, so another tough matchup.
It's a fair question.
Hopefully we'll get some help, and the Mets can maintain what is a 5.5-game lead in the National League East.
Yikes.
But the good news is this.
Dwindling.
After this series is over and they get the hell out of Texas, the Mets go to Miami. They have a 3-game series against the Marlins. They've got another 2-game series with the Astros, and then they play Texas and Cincinnati. So this is a softer part of the schedule. But I think this is a time of the year we got to reevaluate. It's June 22nd. Mets are in a great spot. But there are certain things that are not changing. For example, J.D. Davis can't hit a fastball. Like, we all know that. He can't. Eduardo Escobar still sucks. Dom Smith is probably a quadruple-A player. So as we have a month now to kind of get our head straight, heading towards the trade deadline, the Mets are going to need to make some moves. I'm sorry. I can't live with J.D. Davis as my freaking DH. Dom Smith, sure he deserves a chance. I don't want to see it.
Call up Mark Vientos. Today, struck out with the bases loaded.
Call up Mark Vientos. Call up Francisco Alvarez. Let's see what they got. And then potentially make a trade before July 31st.
Alvarez is the kid that's begging to come up, right?
Yeah,
isn't he double A?
Yeah.
Right, so I mean.
No, sometimes you make the jump from double A to the majors.
Yeah, I know he's got a lot of attitude. I like it, though.
He has confidence. And he wouldn't have to come up here and catch, even
though
he
reminds me of Pete Alonso a little bit when he was a minor leaguer. He's like, bring me up now. What are we doing? I'm ready.
So the Alonso thing was a little weird. They didn't call him up, but they called Jeff McNeil up.
Right.
And so Alonso and the Mets were out of a pennant race, and it was August, September of a year. And I think Pete was like, why am I not getting this opportunity?
Right.
And then obviously the next year he did and had a great year. The rest is history. But not that there's any reason to panic. They're 19 games above 500. But I think we're at the point of the season now where you kind of know what you got. Like, does anyone think J.D. Davis is good? Like, does anyone think that? Hello? Do you think that?
I thought he was going to pitch today.
No, I thought he was going to pitch today.
That was on the table after the first inning today.
And hopefully Carrasco's okay, because that bad start ballooned his ERA to 4-4. And I think he's overall had a good year, even though he's had some really bad starts like today. But now you got to sweat out this lower back issue.
877-337-6666. Also, if you are just tuning in, it is confirmed, unfortunately. Tony Siragusa has passed away at 55 years old. Carton and Roberts on the Fan.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Taking our first, well, Evan's taking a day off. I just haven't. First 2 days off of the year.
Does that count
tomorrow
as an off day?
Tomorrow and Friday, yes.
I went to opening
you
day.
You have taken a day off, as you're allowed to. It's all good.
Eh.
I haven't.
Yeah, you have.
No, I've not.
Yeah, you have.
I've worked partial days.
You took two days.
I've never taken a full day off.
And you had great excuses for both of them, much like I had a good excuse for going to Mets opening day.
Yeah.
One excuse was you wanted to see your son at the junior prom.
And I left the show at 4.
Okay, so that's
not a day off.
That's half a day off.
So it's part of a day.
That's a half a day off.
Yeah.
Okay, for family reasons, much like I wanted to go see my family, the New York Mets play opening day.
Yeah.
You missed another show for work-related reasons.
I worked till 5 that day.
No, you worked till 4:15.
I'll take that.
Because I wanted to analyze the ratings when you were gone. Surprisingly, they went up when you left, which is crazy. It's crazy. I have no idea. It makes no sense to me. So if you do the math, you've had the same amount of off time as I have. We're being fair.
Interesting. I don't see it that way, but it's all great.
How can you not see it that way?
Thomas in Jersey. Tommy, what do you got?
Hey, Craigie and Evan.
Yes.
So I'm listening to you, and of course, I'm aware of the sad news of our dear friend, Tony the Goose Siragusa.
Yeah, he passed away this morning, Craig, yeah.
He was a longtime friend. Craig, we've met several times, particularly in golf outings with the Yankee Pinstripes at Fours Gate, Lontrose being a good neighbor of our Make-A-Wish Castle in central New Jersey. I'm the president of Make-A-Wish New Jersey, and Goose was a long time. Longtime honorary board member, dear friend of our mission, hero of our Wish Kids, did many a golf outing over the years, established after his retirement from his playing days, he established a foundation, and it was essentially set up to support Make-A-Wish. And he'd hold outings up at Forest Gate, Mohegan Sun. He'd take it out to Vegas. In his final years, he brought it down to the Hard Rock in Tampa, and you know the Goose.
Yes.
He had a long list of friends, and it was an eclectic group. They were his former buddies, his teammates, Dan Marino from Pitt. I could go on and on with a number of his NFL friends, but you know he also appeared on The Sopranos one season, and he'd bring some of his castmates from there to these outings, and we're all just very saddened at this news, and so young. Goose was as big a personality as his size, and a beautiful character, and with that same enthusiasm he brought to the field and to the sidelines, he brought to our mission, and we're thinking
Tom,
of his
you know
wife
what else
and his
I
kids.
Would say about this, and obviously you probably knew him a lot better than I did. I got to know him only a few years ago on a personal level. But I would say this about him, and this is unfortunately not the case for a lot of people, and that is he was authentic. He was who he was and made no apologies for it, and not everybody liked it, and that's all good, but he never apologized for who he was, and I grew to really love that and appreciate that.
You're absolutely right, Craig. You couldn't have described him better, and I've got one story, and I can tell it now, I've told it quietly before, but this will be the first time on the air.
Sure.
He used to hold his golf outing in the summer, and you know what it takes to run these outings and the expenses, but the net profits and proceeds, he'd make sure they got to us. But as it took a couple of months, as the dust settled, and his best friend from Kenilworth, his best friend in high school, who ran his foundation for him, Phil LaFerrera, would settle the bills and the accounting. He'd always call me in the fall or around the holiday time, and he'd present us with this wonderful check. He raised close to $500,000.
Wow, great.
And that's a lot of wishes, Evan and Craig. And this one year, I'm there with them, and they're asking what's going on with the foundation. I share with them one story of we recently had a wish request come in to meet a certain giant, a certain football, New York football giant, and we have the greatest relationship with the New York Giants. Right. We're the envy of so many other Make-A-Wish chapters around the country because of the relationship. But I shared this story of a new draft pick, a new rookie who was in his first year, first couple of months, and this Wish kid wanted to meet this guy. Well, I explained to Goose that initially this new rookie was a little reluctant to meet our Wish kid, and he had some questions about, will whatever the child's battling, is it contagious? You know, will I get it? And it was kind of, we got to remember, the rookie was 20 years old,
yeah,
21 years old. And the Goose says, Tom, stay there in my office with Phil. I want to make a call and hang on. And I tried to interrupt. I said, no, Goose, everything's good. The Giants are on it. He's going to grant the wish. And Goose says, Tom, give me a minute. About 10 minutes later, Goose calls back and says, this player is ready to meet our Wish kid. And he went on to explain, Tom, when I was a rookie, it took a veteran to explain to me the role we have with these kids and how these kids look up to us as heroes. Well, that call that day turned this young rookie sensation draft pick around, that by the time, within that first year, and by the time he finished his NFL experience, he was one of the best wish granters there was. It was Jeremy Shockey.
Wow.
But it took a call from the Goose to explain to him that he was that Goose was a friend of Make-A-Wish, and that it was in Jeremy's best interest to go along and do whatever it took for this young man. In any event, our condolences to Goose's wife, his kids, and all who love this big, lovable teddy bear.
Yeah.
And we're all saddened today in New Jersey and throughout the land about the news of Goose. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah, of
Thank
course. And Tom, I'll throw you on hold so I can get your info, because maybe we can help out moving forward with the foundation, okay?
God bless you, Craig.
All right,
God
hang on one second. Guys, just grab Tom's info if you don't mind. Listen, I told you, my experience with Goose is that he went from wanting to kill me. And
why did he want to kill you?
He and I battled on the air way back in the day.
Right.
And he's like, if I ever see you, you're dead.
As a player or when he was playing?
No, as a broadcaster on Fox. Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's like I tell my kids, sometimes the guy you battle with the most may turn out to be your best friend. And then when I got in trouble, and we were not personal friends, really. We knew each other. And we had, it was bygones, our fights on the air. When I got in trouble, he was one of the first probably half a dozen or 10 people to reach out to me. And then before I went away, he invited me over to his house. And I went on his podcast, but it was more about hanging out and just, reassuring me and all that kind of stuff. And it was an amazing moment in my life from a friendship standpoint.
So from enemies to friends.
Yeah. Like, I would say enemies, but like we battled on the air. And he was great. And he suffered no fools at all. But I'll never forget, he invited me over to his house. And we drank and ate. And we had a great night. And it was just nice to know a guy like that was supportive. So that was my personal experience with Tony. And yeah, it's a terrible loss. And I feel terrible for his wife and his kids. He was only 55 years old.
Yeah.
But like I said, there's something to be said about being authentic and making no apologies for who you are. I think you're like that in a lot of ways. I tell behind your back, I tell those people all the time.
Oh, thank you.
No, that's a great quality. You are who you are, and you make no apologies for it.
That's right. I'm not going to just start eating chicken off a bone because you tell me to.
Well, there's things I disagree with you in how you live your life, but who am I to say anything?
Yeah.
And I hope my kids, grow up to be the same way, that unapologetically authentic. And that's who, in my opinion, Tony Siragusa was and is and will always be. So it is a tremendous loss to a lot of people, far beyond me.
Sure. Think about his family when this news comes out. 55 years old and just out of nowhere like this. It's freaking tragic.
Didn't wake up today, as the story goes. I'm sure we'll find out more. And, a Jersey guy, and I'm sure that he'll be remembered with many, many events and get-togethers in the near future.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.